And I'm Lindsay.
We're college friends who've recently reconnected and realized that we have a ton of things in common.
We love to challenge ourselves to be the best we can be.
I'm the girl who says whatever I'm thinking, unapologetically myself, all the time.
And I'm a lot more reserved, but we get authentic and vulnerable during these powerful conversations.
The goal of this podcast is that you will laugh, cry, and realize that you're not alone in your struggles or your dreams.
We hope these conversations will challenge you to live a braver, more authentic life.
Welcome back to the More Jody podcast. More Lindsay, more Jody, just a little more sunshine to brighten your December morning. How's it going, Linz?
It's going good. I like your Santa hat.
Do you like my lipstick?
Love your lips. Love a red lip. Can't
Lindsay
go wrong.
Is always, always rocking a pop of color on her lips. So today I have Proud to be Canadian from MAC on just for Lindsay, which will probably smudge and I'll look like a drunk at like 2 p.m. I'll forget that I have it like a child.
Oh yeah, I do that too. Is Proud to be a Canadian only sold in Canada? I don't think I've seen that at our MAC store.
That's very funny. You are probably correct about that. I am proud to live in this place and be resilient to cold weather. How cold are you today?
It is so cold. It does not get this cold here in Tennessee very often. And we're going to have a white Christmas, which is exciting, but it literally went from 50 degrees Fahrenheit, which is 10 degrees Celsius, down to like minus 15.
And there's, I was talking to my boss. I was telling my boss this about you today, because he lived in, Georgia, I think, for like a long time. And he said too, like, your houses aren't set up for it. You don't have the insulation. Like, it's a total beast when this happens in a place where you don't have double pane windows. Like, it's not set up for it.
We have storm window. Well, we live in an older home, which we love. It has lots of character, but we do have like the old paned windows and then storm windows on the outside.
I don't know what that means, but you'll have to show
it's
me.
Like, yeah. I'll show you sometime. It's weird. I mean, and it's a brick home, so it stays nice and cool in our very, very hot summers. But it's, we've got some blankets over like the door cracks, and we're fine. But it's so cold outside; like, we cannot go outside.
Is your heat electric, or what kind of heat do you have?
It's electric, and then we have a gas fireplace.
Yeah, that's annoying. I just got heat for anyone following my saga on Instagram of how I've had no heat we haven't had a functioning heat cooling system since July. So it was like 29 degrees, dire, so hot, like 90 degrees, 95 degrees in here in Fahrenheit in the summer. And then it was so cold yesterday. It was 7 degrees in my basement, which would be like 42 Fahrenheit.
That is crazy.
But we got a furnace, and today I just got up and I just was so happy. I feel just comfortable in my surroundings, and it's amazing what those sorts of little things can do. So to all our friends all over Canada and America, we are sorry for your weather.
Yes. Stay warm, please.
Stay warm, friends. Stay warm, friends. And yeah, we didn't tune in on the 22nd, I think it was, because we don't burn out for this podcast, right, Linz?
Right. Yes.
We are the example. So super excited to chat with you today. This episode is called New Year, New You. Just kidding. New Year, same you. And we're super excited. We're both very goal-oriented, focused people. We love a tangible list of things to do, where someone else might call that goals. We just look at it as stuff that's going to get done this year. And you were reading something, Linz, that you were going to share with us that was awesome. Why don't you share that with us right away? And then we'll get like deeper into our own thoughts about the 2023 year.
Yes. Okay. So I am a wedding planner, and I have recently gotten to know Sarah Bradshaw. She's a photographer based in South Carolina. She does destination work. She's amazing. She, after I met her, put me on her email list, and she sent out an email just a couple of days ago about goal setting. She's had this audacious goal forever and ever to read 100 books a year, and she just she couldn't get there. She couldn't hit it. I think she said she was getting into like the 20s or something. So she was like not even close to getting to 100 books. And so she had these tips on how to hit those goals. And number one was cut your goal in half. She said, we often fail to complete goals because they're just too big. If we cut it in half, we set ourselves up for success. And I see that a lot. Like, we have a dear friend who loves to be physically fit, but then he'll go through these phases of like being super lazy and just treating his body like garbage. And instead of like getting back into, you know, getting back into working out gently, he'll just go and like run 10 miles. And it's like so hard on your body. Like, that is, that's so hard. Like, anyway, so her tip was to cut him in half. She quotes Jason Fried, you're better with a kick-ass half than a half-assed whole.
I love that.
Love that. So cut your goal in half. I think, I just thought that was really interesting. I'd never heard that before. Number two is choose what to bomb. So this is basically
like B-O-M-B? Bomb?
B-O-M-B. Yeah. Okay. So just a dose of honesty. We're going to fail at some point. So instead of being surprised by that, choose what you're willing to fail at in order to achieve the larger goal. So I'll explain that a little bit. She explains that a little better at the end. Number three is to get rid of your secret rules. So like for her book reading goal, she didn't want to count audiobooks. She wanted to just read books with her eyes, but she's a busy traveling photographer and a mom of three kids. So she got rid of her secret rule of no audiobooks, and she ended up, so she cut her goal down to 50, and she hit it the first year effortlessly. So 2019, she's been doing this for a long time. 2019, she finished 65 books. 2020, she finished 79. I think I'm reading this right. Anyway, so she's surpassing her goal now that she's kind of gotten rid of those secret rules, chose what to bomb. I don't know if she explained what she bombed, but anyway, choose what to kind of be like, you know, I'm going to go easy on this part, and cutting her goal in half, and she's like exceeding it. So thought that was really interesting. And I've been thinking about that a lot with New Year's resolutions and end of the year coming up.
I think a lot of people in that sort of scenario, if they had a goal of 100 and they hit 20, I feel like people quit the goal. Like, this goal isn't for me. Instead of like pivoting, they're like, this goal isn't for me. Instead of like looking at the audaciousness, I don't know if that's a word, of your goal, the audacity. Yeah. I don't know. Is that the word?
Yeah.
It doesn't matter. But I think I'm really impressed at how she pivoted that and then found a way, like the whole secrets thing, like, and immediately I already know what I'm going to bomb like for next year. So that's really weird, but it's like, it's her ability to control it and to remain in control of the whole tangible list, the whole goal thing, whatever. That's really cool. And her last name's super cool. Bradshaw.
I know.
That's a very cool last name. Okay. So how do you view New Year's resolutions? Like, what's your take? What's your background? Because I think sometimes too, we have like biases, or we have things like it blockers where we're like, oh, those are stupid, or I love them so much, or I constantly fail at them. What's your take, Linz?
Yeah. So I love setting goals, and I've done New Year's resolutions, you know, probably almost every year since I was a kid, just because I am goal oriented. I know everyone says that they're impossible to keep, but I do think if you set appropriate goals and if they're tangible, if it's not just this, like, a lot of people's goals become like ideas or like, right, they're too vague.
They're like, I want to be thin. I want to be kinder. Okay, well, what does that mean? How do you measure that?
Yeah, you need to like be very specific about what you're going to do to achieve a goal.
Right.
So, and I also, I was thinking, for people who are very ambitious, this time of year can be difficult, like end of the year with all the holidays and, you know, like taking time off of work, you can just feel really you can feel really unproductive, and you've been eating cheese and drinking wine.
3 p.m.
Yes, just feeling so lazy. Some people hate that. And I feel like that might be what kind of spurred this idea on, is just because you're ending your year just like a total slob for some of us. Yeah. And It's just like a fun way to start over. So
I
I
love
love the
that.
idea. Yeah. I love it.
Do you like January for this?
I do. Yeah, I think just the calendar year and just that, like, no matter what holiday you're celebrating, like everything shuts down, the last couple of year, the last couple of weeks of the year. And so I think it is a good time, like already, like I've been trying to get some work done the last few days, and people are like, let's talk about this in January. And I'm like, okay.
This is a
So
January problem. That's my
yeah, this
favorite.
is a, yes, this is a 2023 problem. I'm not gonna think about any of that right now. But I also like January is a terrible month.
Yeah.
Like the weather's bad everywhere. You've already spent all your money. It's just terrible. So I do.
Or you're fat. You're like.
You're poor, you're fat, it's cold and dark outside. Like, let's set some goals because otherwise it's a long time till spring. So I think January is great.
Yeah.
How
Oh,
do you
yeah.
view New Year's resolutions? Like,
I
love
love
them.
them. I love them. I feel like a lot of years in the past, January would come and it would be like I didn't think about what I might want out of the next year until like December 27th. And then all of a sudden I felt like there is no time to get clear. And it goes back to that cutting it in half. Like we make it so big. And so now sometimes I go out by myself for dinner in like November and I do some like kind of vision planning about. I have a life vision that I wrote in 2017. And it's kind of about like a long time ago, I've always been a social butterfly and I was very overcommitted to everyone except the people that lived at my house. And I would really forsake what I wanted as the vision for my family. And so I really created like how I was going to show up, how many nights a week. And I really created them at first because I needed rules, like for myself. I needed boundaries. And so it kind of started as that, but then it kind of morphed into what type of relationship do I want with each of my kids? Do we hug each other all the time? Do we go on little dates? Do we chat? What do we do together kind of to continue building our relationship? Because I'm very natural at building business goals. Anything career focused is really natural for me, but the family thing is definitely easier for me to set aside. It's just, and I'm not happy to say that. It's just not, it's honest, I guess. And so, yeah, I really, in the last little while, started thinking about it in November, and that's been really cool. So this year, I didn't take myself out for dinner, although it's always a great reason to have tacos, right, by myself.
Yes.
So I didn't do that, but I do like to look back at that original vision, see how I want to like I have a business section, I have a spiritual section, and I have a leadership section and a family section. And so I make usually some goals in each section, or I just check in on myself almost. How are you doing with your commitments to the people at your house, sort of thing, and kind of a check-in. And so I do feel like they really giving some forethought and creating some depth helps motivate me, and it gets me excited. And this year, I listened to a podcast with Brendon Burchard. Do you know Brendon? Oh, he's like so lovable. And Ed Milet. Ed Milet's my favorite billionaire. So Brendon Burchard says basically, what do you want to expand on next year? And did I live? Did I love? And did I matter? And after I heard those, like they literally give me chills. So he tries to ask himself that every day. Did I live? Did I love? And did I matter? And he was suicidal at one point, and I'd never known that about his story. He's a phenomenal motivational speaker. He's helped so many people. But when he was in college or something, he had a life-changing car accident that basically like woke him up that he's like, did I live? Did I love? Did I matter? And a lot of people struggling with hope and purpose and depression, a lot of that is they feel they don't matter. Right. And so daily, how do we contribute? How do we give back? What do we expand on in our life? And so that was kind of a cool way that since I heard that episode in November, I've been thinking, where do I want to expand and where do I want to contract? So if in my love for others, I want to expand, what does that look like? Is that like feeding the homeless? Is that volunteering at my kid's school? Like, what does it look like? And giving it a tangible versus like, I'm going to be kinder this year. I smile at everybody, right? So, like expanding on basically kind of like your life vision. And so I do like New Year's resolutions. I'm a big fan, I feel like.
Love it. Do you like starting over?
Yeah, like I love
that
change.
Kind of part of it.
Yeah, I love change. I love growth. I think adversity is invaluable, and I think you can always reframe something to be positive. For me, and I'm an Enneagram 7, so that's like totally my jam. Change, starting over. I like to, like, I know so many people struggle with change, and so something I like to do is to actively engage in it so that people who struggle see the possibility if they make it small. Right. So I feel like we can be beacons of hope for other people about what we can do and what we can change in just incremental ways all the time.
Yeah. I love it.
Yeah.
I mean, that kind of piggybacks on our last episode about moving to a new place. Like we both do like starting over.
Yeah.
I love it.
Love it. I love it.
Love it. Let's start over every year.
Yeah.
Just to ask you the same question, do you like January for the starting over or for the resolutions or goal setting?
I like January. And just like what you said, when you said that, like I eat really well all year round, but like the other day I got up and I just didn't want breakfast, which was my first problem because I always eat it whether I want it or not, a couple token bites, but I didn't eat it. Then I went shopping and then at like 11:30, I was still at a house. So then I bought fries at Barbarito, which are like Mexi fries covered in everything. It was so good. And then it just like spiraled from there. I had like a Diet Coke that like I didn't have any water. My fingers were swollen. So really quickly I was like, I think you're so right. This is a tough time and we need the hope and the promise of brighter and better days. And basically it tells you, you can create better days by making some changes, and your swollen fingers are maybe what's sending you the message that it's time to create some brighter days. So yeah, I do love January, but I really love September. I love if someone says like, let's do 100 days of fitness. I love a challenge like that. I love all the things. I love the challenges. I love all of that. And yeah, I was more chill this year. Like I said, I didn't really do that stuff in November. Specifically, but I think the more it's top of mind, the more you're just kind of continually being like, how do I want to expand? And if you're listening to personal development podcasts or you're listening to a book, all of a sudden you're like, I want to do that. And then sometimes what I like about January or September or a challenge is then I have friends who are like, I'll join you on that because they maybe don't like change and they need a big calendar date. So
yeah,
I kind of like that as well.
Yeah. What is it about September? Is it like the end of, is it that when your kids go back to school or is it the end of summer? Or
I think it's both.
Yeah.
I feel like everyone's in a similar lazy mode, like sit by the pool, be in the sun, drink a beer. Yeah. And all of a sudden everyone's a little bit more focused.
Yeah.
And it feels just like a great time to restart. But I was going to ask you, what do you know what you want to focus on less this year? Do you have anything you have thought about that you might want to focus on less? That's a tough one.
I know. Yeah. I do want to focus less on negative emotions. So we've all in my house have been through some grief. My husband's dear mother passed away. It's been a year and 2 months. And so it's been just a hard year of grief. We were all very close to her. And my oldest son has a lot of anxiety mixed with like his testosterone coming in. Right. And, you know, he's going to hate this being on the podcast, but I think he's going to go through puberty pretty early. And so he's becoming a little teenager already. And it's just a lot. And so we have been really working on, like, my husband wants us to every day be talking about gratitude. Like, he thinks that's something that we're kind of lacking, is we're not always focusing on the good things. We're not being grateful for what we have. And so yeah, I think for me, just friend drama and like just stuff, like, I just don't want to focus on that as much and really focus on what's positive in my life.
Do you feel like that's, like we always say on this podcast, we want to remain tangible. So we don't want to just say like, do you have ways that you do that? Would it be like at supper, you're like, say something that was great about your day, or like, how would you tangibly do that?
Yeah, we do like a high low with each other at dinner, like just the four of us, where we talk.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah, it's really nice because it's otherwise, if you ask your kids how was their day, they're just like fine, you know, and they don't really say anything. So to really get them to think about what was something awesome about your day and what was something not so great about your day, and I think that has been really good for us to like say those things and do those things. So for being grateful, Dan wants us to, like when we're putting the kids to bed, everybody say something they're grateful for.
I really like the high and low because I like that that creates the space to admit that stuff's not great. Like it, obviously, like I said, it focuses on the positive. But if your kid's struggling with their mental health, it's an opportunity to say, like, this happened today with a friend and I'm really sad about it. That was my low. Right? Like creating that space, something I want to say, because we are very excited about puberty over here. I don't know if you guys are. Is that like an element of excitement or devastation or in between?
Oh, he's excited. He's been
Okay.
telling people. He saw my friend. Oh my gosh, I can't remember what. I think he was like sweaty.
Yeah.
He like told my friend. He's like, just because I'm going through puberty soon, and she like looked at me and just about died. He's very excited,
Okay,
and
good.
he has like girlfriends that are also excited. Like his, we have a friend who has an 11-year-old daughter, and she has been like, Lindsay, I think I'm going to start my period. And like, she'll just like talk about it and be so excited. And I'm like, oh, honey, first of all, no, I don't think you are, but I'm glad that you're looking forward to it.
Oh, I just love that. I actually have a neighbor, and she also said her daughter was like, I have a stomach ache, so it's probably going to be my period. I just think that is so awesome. The other day, my youngest, who is literally nine, not about to hit puberty at all, but he was like, yeah, I found some chest hairs. And we're like, fake news, show us your chest hairs. And he is the kid. Like, my dad has a really hairy chest, really hairy back. Dad, if you're listening, I'm sorry I outed you. I think he actually waxes his back now. It's very funny. But he's always been like a bear, but like fair skinned. And I have someone else in my family that inherited that from my dad. I think I inherited it. I'm a little bit of a bear too. But anyway, so we're like, you probably will have chest hairs, but he does have like very white chest hairs. Long. He was so
Goodness.
excited. We're like, we call that peach fuzz. So anyways, yes, I love that your son is excited about that, because around here too, there were some emotions recently and I was like, buddy, like, why are you so grumpy? And he said, honestly, like, I don't have an answer. I feel like it's that puberty that you guys talk about, because I don't know why I'm mad. I don't know why I'm sad. Nothing's happening. But even creating that dialogue where they can say, like, I don't know why I'm so grumpy, because our whole thing around our house is if someone's in a bad mood, we try really hard to be like, I'm really mad right now, but it's not your fault. I just want you to know it has nothing to do with you. I'm struggling with something at work or wherever, and I'm really angry. So maybe just like give me some space. So it creates the freedom to be like, I'm struggling and they're not telling me to stop struggling. I'm just working through it. So I think with that, for them to be able to verbalize that with us is so cool.
Love that.
But this episode isn't about puberty, so I'll move on. But I'm okay. So my thing I want to focus less on is my differences with others, because I think even being like unvaccinated through the pandemic and feeling like this, like Brené Brown used to say, the stories we tell ourselves, right? Like, everyone hates me, you know, everyone will cancel me, all that stuff, and struggling so much mentally. I felt like wherever I was around people, I was making up stories about our differences. And being a conservative Christian in 2023 or in 2022, it was just really tough with everything in the media, everything everywhere. I just felt so other than. And so I'm really excited to focus less on that. And like something that I have prayed in some of those settings where I feel really alone is like, God, you love all these people here. You love every person here as much as you love me. Help me to love all these people too, and to not see our differences, but to see the reasons why we are a common humanity, right? And that's truly like what Jesus was like. So, anyways, that's one of the things I know that it's very similar to you, like as far as negativity. So, one of the things is when I'm with someone, I want to try and like when we say speaking tangibly, ask them questions and be curious about who they are, not assume. So like if I'm sitting by like a mom at hockey, I'm going to ask her more questions about her life to try and get to know people better. And to also, you're going to find more common ground when you are curious, right? And it's not a place of judgment. It's a place of like curiosity, which promotes more friendship and growth. And then I'm also going to, when I leave there, think of like one or two things I really liked about that person. So I think that's going to help me find more common ground and stay really positive, because that negativity becomes like a vortex, like such a, just like a deep hole that you can fall into. And so that's what I want to expand less on, to contract. I don't know. Now it sounds like science class. And I want to continue my weight loss journey. We're going to go on this together. How are you feeling about Gina Libby in January?
I'm excited about it. I'm really excited. I've already started eating a nut snack. If you haven't listened to that episode, please go back and listen to it.
Time to eat nuts. My alarm goes off at 4:21 PM.
Love it.
Love it. I want to have her on this podcast. That's one of my lofty goals, is to get Gina on this. I haven't asked her. It's funny. I'll often want to have someone famous. My husband's like, just ask them. There's no harm in it. And I get like, I'll ask if you're medium famous, but if you're like too famous to me, I'm like, I'm nervous now. Too famous. I don't want you to laugh in my face, you know?
Yeah, I get it.
And there are a number of people I want to say. I think I have 6 people that signed up when we talked about this Gina Libby thing here last month or whenever that was. So I'm excited to kind of go on this journey with some people. And I truly believe it is like the healthiest, most gracious way to care for your body. I'm excited to take people with me just to experience that.
Yeah. Right. Yeah, I've had a few people sign up too. My mom signed up.
What? That's awesome.
Text me and say they're signing up. So,
okay. So what else do you want to expand on?
I have some goals for my business. I didn't do all of the things this year. Like I've really gotten into this group of, kind of creative wedding professionals in the luxury space. And I get invited to go to these things, but I have to pay for them. And so I did invest in a lot of those things this year. And I signed up for one in April. And then I told my husband, like, I am not going to do this anymore until my business gets to a certain income level. So I guess that's kind of a boundary, or maybe something I'm doing less of. So I'm going to an April thing that I'm really excited about. I think it's going to be really good for me, but I need to do other things in my business and not be traveling and spending money just to like network. So that's something that I'm going to scale back on in 2023. But as far as like specific goals, well, I have things that I always do in January. Can I share about that?
Yes.
Okay. So I just started to notice like a couple years ago that like I really do like I love mysteries and crime and some of the TV that I was watching and the books I was reading was like pretty dark, and I started to realize like this is not good for us. Like it's not good. If you think about, someone once told me that like our brains are not really wired to understand that TV is not real. Like, obviously we know it's not real.
Right.
But putting all that junk into our brain, like cannot be good. So, my husband and I made this rule that we're only watching rom-coms in January, and we've done it the last 2 years. And it's actually really fun. Like we'll watch like, you know, we'll watch new stuff. We'll watch old stuff. There's plenty to choose from in that genre. And if we're not in the mood to put on a rom-com movie, we, you know, we'll read books or we'll just have a little at home date and chit chat. We don't drink in January. And I typically will start like morning workouts. So the days are really, really short.
Right.
And unless it's nice enough to be outside, I have to do workouts in the morning before the sun comes up. Because when it's 5 p.m. and dark, and you're trying to feed your kids and do all that stuff, that's when you're just like exhausted, and you're not going to go work out at 7:30 p.m. because it feels like 10 p.m.
Right.
So those are the things that I almost always do in January. It's something that I've done for years, but especially the happy TV thing is really, I mean, I've seen a huge improvement on my attitude in January just from watching happy TV.
What about, I feel like when we talked about this before, you had one more thing. Now it's already gone out of my head.
Oh.
You said, so there was rom-coms. Oh, don't spend money. Is that what it was? Reevaluate your budget
Oh yeah.
or something?
Yes, I have friends that do no spend January, and so it's basically like no eating out and no like extra spending on yourself. Obviously, you have to buy groceries and things like that, but like no extra spending. So, something that we've tried, like you don't really need to be buying things for yourself because you just had Christmas gifts. And so yeah, and just not going out and stuff. So that's something that some of my friends are doing, and we'll probably do it as well, just because.
Just because why not?
Yeah.
Well, and when you said that, it got me thinking that, and I have done it a couple different times. I don't know if I always do it in January, but I'll have these times, these phases where I'm like, Kate, we're going to eat what's in the pantry and get rid of all
Yeah.
the canned foods and the dried foods and try hard to only buy like fresh produce for the next month or whatever.
Yeah.
And that's been something that is like, is a really kind of exciting thing. I really like doing that. And something that I want to focus on, I'm really excited about it. So in last year, my whole project was Project Jody, which sounds narcissistic, but it I think if we can't pour out of an empty cup, we all know that, right? And so taking care of my body, and I'm definitely still, like I said, on that journey with Gina, even how I see myself quickly, like I already had eggnog and chips and a turtle today, and it's like 10 a.m. 11 a.m. now. But I see how quickly we can be pulled into all of our old habits, right? Like I didn't get to 40 by living all the best habits. So still working on that. But one of my goals is lowering the toxicity level in our homes, and through that, being creative and not just buying all the next gadgets. Do you know what I mean? Like, so for instance, I try to pick like the clean brand at Sephora. I will not sacrifice looking good. I have a pretty high value for like looking good. And I've been switching my makeup. I won't go to an MLM because I hate the prices and it makes me feel mad. So I won't buy from Beauty Counter. I'm sure their stuff's gorgeous, but I
It's
won't buy.
great. It's very, very expensive.
Yeah, and I won't do it.
Have you seen Honest Company? They did made the diapers, and then
Just
they have
Alba.
little dogs. Yeah. Those products are really, really clean and way more affordable.
Does the makeup last the foundation from morning till night?
I haven't tried the foundation. That's like one thing I haven't gone fully clean on, I don't think. But everything else has
My
been really clean.
foundation is Ilia, Ilia from Sephora, and
Yeah.
I'm obsessed with it. And as my skin ages, I feel like I noticed a big change in the past 4 years on in my skin. And so I switched to that. And because Amanda, we all know Amanda Payne, she's the makeup guru. And she was like, switch to this. It's phenomenal. And I love it. Now I actually mix two colors of it together, kind of like depending on how much sun I'm getting and stuff. But yeah, so that's one of the things I absolutely love. So definitely I have my like dirty products, but I am working towards having more clean products. So I'm gonna look at skincare, makeup. Hair is a really tough category for me. When you were talking 2 weeks ago about your hair being so greasy with a vegan shampoo,
Yeah, it
I
still is.
also had the same thing, and like the crown of my head, it would be like it felt really clean around the outside, but then the crown of my head was so greasy, and so I went back to like chi stuff from like Marshalls or Winners or whatever. So anyways, I definitely struggle with the hair one. Hair is also a very high value to me. So that's a tough one. So that's where I might admit that I might bomb it, you know? But one of the ways, like in the last years, I've gone very clean on all of my laundry products. Well, this year I took it one step further and made my own fabric softener, which is literally baking soda, Epsom salts, and then you can add essential oils. And at first I was like critical. I'm like, it's gonna be lumpy. It's gonna be, you know, chunked up in the softener thing. No, it totally wasn't. And everything felt so soft. And all of a sudden, I've saved money. I've used less, you know, bottles and containers, and I'm doing less putting stuff into the like environment of the landfill or even the recycling, because half of it doesn't get recycled anymore, I feel like, right? And so that is an area I think I'm going to nail it. I think at the end of the year, I'll have some new things in place and I'm going to be really excited. So, and then cleaners, like products around my house, because I was using Melaleuca, but same thing, it's still an MLM and the prices are not as bad as a lot of MLMs, but I'm like, every time I think of something, I'm like, can I make that now? Because mm-hmm. a lot of times it's cheaper and it's actually not hard. Right. Yeah. And so, I've always cared about what we eat. But I've recently got my kids, I showed them, it's Food Babe, I think, on Instagram. And I showed my kids, we were looking at all the stuff with red dye, and it wasn't even a project. Now you should see them in the pantry being like, this has a little red, this has red 40, this has, and they are like fascinated by what it's in.
Yeah.
And so it was kind of a cool thing. Like, and I know that sounds so nerdy that my kids were doing that, but it was mostly, it stemmed out of everybody making fun of me for being the lady who's crazy about colors. And then last week I said, fine, do you want me to be the cool mom? So I put dye in the cookie icing. I made my own sugar for my shortbread cookies full of dye. And then it was so funny. They were like, okay, like we were just kidding. We don't actually want you to put that stuff in there. I'm psycho. I'm like reverse psychology on them. So anyways, definitely caring more about that. I want to, something I might bomb on because it's an expensive thing is, I'd love to get a Berkey for my water. And then there, this girl today sent me a thing on Instagram of an air purifier. And I forget, and I looked it up and I was like, oh, it's only $700. So I was like, dang it. I was like, that kind of sucks.
Have you tried Berkey water?
No, is it gross?
Oh, it's absolutely amazing.
Oh, you love it.
Yeah, so our tap water here is not good. On the Berkey website, you can look up, maybe this isn't in Canada, but on the Berkey website, you can look up your zip code and it'll tell you what's in your water.
Oh my gosh. I need to do that.
I think all major cities are on there. So like if you get Nashville water, Seattle water, whatever, it's on there. And Nashville water is actually not that bad as far as toxins, but it does not taste good. I do not drink tap water here like at all. We always just filter it out of our fridge and it tastes much better. But then the Berkey filter is like so amazing. It's so good. I see
how big it is. Is it still a huge tank on your
counter? They have different sizes.
Okay.
Yeah. My friend doesn't have the huge one. She has like the medium one and it's not too big.
So that's something that I would like to do is I like this air purifier is called Air Doctor. And it even filters like phthalates, EMF, like so many things. So many words I have trouble saying. Like I want to say them to you because I can like see them, but then I'm like, I don't know how to say that. But I think we have so much going against us. And the goal is to just stay alive and stay healthy, because the healthier we are, the more vital we are, the more purpose we can have, the more joy we have, because when everything hurts, that's really, really tough. And so we want to try and keep away as much of that. And I think we have like borderline, I think a lot of people have like neurotoxicity poisoning. We also, Lindsay, I want to send these to you, but I have deep cleaning foot patches that are pulling the toxins out of my feet. And I tried to send them to you, but Amazon was so confused. But where are you?
I got some. I haven't told you yet. I got some. And Ronan's been doing them, my 7-year-old.
The worst part is how your feet get sticky from the tape. That's the most annoying part.
Yeah, you got to wash your feet afterwards.
I want to use like Goo Gone. And then I'm like, no, that's going to put all the chemicals back into my feet.
Yeah, for sure.
But I've been watching something I'd like to do here in the spring is get my feet on the naked earth more often. Pamela Anderson. Do you remember Pamela Anderson? Yes.
Oh, of course.
She lives right here. She lives like literally right here.
Yeah. She's from there.
She's crazy. I'm watching her documentary about upgrading her home on like HGTV, like a big reno. She's so crazy. She's always like, I want this house to be sexy. What is that? Like the builders are like, what? Like these dudes from the island. It's just not sexy enough. Like it's not speaking to me. And then they like create a whole pier. And then she's like, I don't like how you laid the wood down. Just make it better. I feel so bad. Anyways, she's always like, my son was like, why isn't she wearing pants? Cause we watched it. Cause she's got the t-shirt, you know, yeah. Not the t-shirt, the dress shirt, like Tom Cruise style with like no pants and then like Hunter boots. Like she's basically always mostly almost naked with no bra. And my kids are like, what? We're like, she's famous for like lots of reasons. Anyways. So she's always got bare feet. And is walking around her property. And I thought, you know what? I should have bare feet way more often and kind of just like be intentional about that.
Yeah.
Right. And so I'm very excited. And I love a research project. So what I feel excited about is I'm going to do some research about the EMF, like the electromagnetic field. And I know that's hurting us. I know that like we have a lot of things stacked against us with the way we live our lives. So what ways can we save money and can we save to keep ourselves healthier? So I'm like so impassioned about it. And what I think is cool is yesterday I was showing just on Instagram how I made my own candles and everyone was like, what's the recipe? And I was like, literally soy wax. Like it's not a recipe. And so I think I remember years ago when my mom had made like pudding. And I thought it came from a box. And then my mom was horrified. She's like, no, it's like custard and milk and eggs and sugar. And I'm like, oh, because I think until you know, oh, this candle is just soy wax. Mm-hmm. You think it's harder than it is. Like you said, the whole breaking it down. Yeah. And I Googled the fabric softener thing because I'd never used fabric. Well, years ago, I used bounce sheets. And then as soon as like I had little kids and they were like, use this as mosquito repellent. I was like, what? Put it in your diaper bag to keep the mosquitoes away. And then I started looking into it. And so then for years I used like the dryer balls or whatever. Right. But when I went to Melaleuca, I loved the feeling of fabric softener towels. They're just so nice. So I'm excited now that I've created my own thing. It's so stinking cheap. It's easy. So yeah. So that's going to be what I focus on. And then I want to keep making it for myself. So ridding our family of some of that stuff and engaging the kids a little bit, not to be like a crazy mom, but one time when they were giving me sass, I made them Google the ingredients because it was like tartrazine, EDTA, BHT. And then it tells them like, this does this in rats. It does this. And they were like, whoa. I'm like, hey, well, you want Crohn's and colitis, you're going to poop your pants. And they were like, what? But it's true, right? Like these chemicals have an impact. And I said, I told them, boys, the thing that makes me the most angry is these things are banned in Europe. And in North America, they use them unapologetically and they act like I'm crazy. And yet other countries have banned them. Yeah. So trying to spread that information to everybody that's like near me, but without being obnoxious.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
If at all possible. And then I want to start lifting weights again. Like I need to make a specific goal around it. I haven't really yet, but I want to maybe do 100 days of fitness in the first like couple months of the year because I enjoy that. And maybe that's like 1 half-hour stint a day, but I want it to include a couple things because I know the weights are so, it's so important to keep your skeletal system supported by strong muscles. It's so important. And so I need to go back to that because I did it so well for years. And in the last year, I'm just like always walking or always running or doing kickboxing. And I'm like, I need to just lift some weights too.
Yeah. You'll feel so good.
I will feel so good.
I've been doing it since, I've been doing it like a little bit, like without really setting goals or whatever. And then I started following Kitty Bloomfield on Instagram and she just has all these great weight tips and things. And I was like, okay, I need to like start lifting with intention and keeping track of how much I'm lifting and try and progress. And so I've gotten very strong and I really love it.
Hello, Kitty.
Yeah. You'd like her. She's in Australia. I don't agree with everything she says or does because she doesn't eat vegetables.
What? That always drives me nuts.
Well, she'll eat like I do agree with this part though. She like will eat like real meat. She's like, I think we all went wrong when we like started eating fat-free chicken breasts.
I agree.
And so yeah, she'll like, you know, smoke a rack of ribs or eat like beef cheeks made in a Instant Pot or, you know, real meat with real stuff in it and fruit and carbs too, because she was one of those people like myself that thought carbs were bad and like completely cut out carbs and like wrecked their body. So yeah, anyway, she's interesting, but I really like her weightlifting tips, so.
There's space for everything. I think, I just think you can't. Anyone who says like they can get rid of vegetables, I'm like, no. But I do agree with a very balanced. I know some people think balance is BS, but I love balance. And I love, like, in January, I do a lot of bone broth. I do a lot of stuff that's going to make us not sick. I just won a Vitamix.
Ooh,
That I won
fun.
a Vitamix at my company Christmas party, and I was there, but I didn't want to bring it on the plane. But they're going to ship it to me, and I am like going to be blending up everything. And I'm so stinking excited because for my whole kids' whole lives, they've been like chewing kale. Blender wasn't good enough. So, yeah, I think I'm excited to follow Kitty. Hello, Kitty. I'll give her a follow. And I do agree. Like, when I read something that was like, we've created all these milks. And they're all like not as good for you as milk, unless you have like an intolerance, right? Like it's like what's more natural and more nutrient rich and dense. So I know everything kind of comes full circle. Carbs are good. I don't really drink milk, but I'm not anti-milk. I love half and half. But other than that, what else do you want to do this year?
I have lots of travel goals, and I will be probably traveling a lot. So I just think after all these years of not
Yeah.
going anywhere, we're gonna do a road trip with our kids this summer. So we're going to take probably 3 weeks off and go
Wow.
see all of the things we want to see. I think that's a big one for me. I'm just realizing my kids are getting older. And so I just want to spend as much time with them as I can. And travel is a great way to do that. They are great in the car. Like, they love a road trip. So it'll be fun.
I think road trips are the best.
Like, we've told people, because we've done this road trip a few times. We didn't do it in 2020 or 21. Or this year. Or this year, I don't think. So I think we did in 2018, 2019. So they were pretty young, and like we keep being like, we want to do it again. And we've told so many people, and they're like, ew. Like, I would never want to drive that much with my kids. I'm like, it's great.
Yeah, I love it.
Love it. We love it. It's
Yeah.
so fun.
I love my trips with the boys driving back to Alberta because it's 15 hours and we get an overpriced hotel. Like, not overpriced because we're being fancy, overpriced just because it's summer in the middle of BC, right? And, this year we saw a bear and we saw like a bobcat, and it was just like, it's just fun being on the road with them. We get some like gross fast food that we all love, and it's greasy and delicious, and we have laughs, and then someone's farting, and it's just like there's so many good memories. Even as do you have memories as a child yourself on road trips?
We did a really fun road trip from like Portland, Oregon, all the way down to San Diego.
Okay.
So all the way through, Portland's at the top of Oregon, San Diego's at the bottom of California. So we went through both states and saw grandparents. A lot of, we had quite a few grandparents living there at the time. So we were in Sacramento, and we did Disney, and we drove up the 101, which is like the most beautiful highway in possibly in the world. It goes across, it goes like, right next to the Pacific Ocean. And I think we camped in the Redwood Forest. Like, we just did so many things, and it was really fun.
Well, and I feel like my best memories as a kid, well, I never flew anywhere, so I shouldn't, my only memories, but I was going to say we never flew anywhere. My first flight was when I was 18, but like without my parents, right? So I actually don't think I've ever been on a flight with my parents when I think about it now, but that was our only option. That's what my parents could afford. And I have phenomenal memories from that. And I do want my kids to experience, that. And I think people should really think about that, even if you're listening to this episode and, like the recession hasn't been good to your pocketbook or whatever. Like, don't lose hope, but think of new ways to save money, new ways to have fun. And I think a lot of times, I actually don't think, I know that a lot of times the most simple things create the most joy. And so I think it's more on, even if you want to stop and be like, what gives me the most joy? Those are the things I want to expand on this year, and then make tangibles around how you can do that every day. Right. Yeah. Cause otherwise we're like, oh, like I said, I was going to fast from my phone like a few times in December, and I didn't do it at all. And I like knew I wasn't going to do it, but then we did it as a family for about 5 days, and it was the best thing ever. Right. So sometimes you just need to take a commitment partner along with you for accountability, but I think anything's possible.
Mm-hmm. Anything is possible.
Everything is possible, and it's part of a team. Is that a song? Everything is awesome.
Oh, there we go. Yeah. I was like, I think that's Lego Movie.
Yeah. Makeup stuff.
Everything is awesome and possible. So just get out there and get it done, ladies and gentlemen. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year. Thanks so much for tuning in, guys. We love having you along for the ride. Have an awesome and safe New Year's, and thanks for listening. Lose control.